We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 15. We are on page Taf Aleph, Reish Tzadik Bet, second column, Vezomo. You can get into our site, kab.tv, send us your questions, and selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. So again, the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 15, page Aleph Taf Reish Tzadik Bet. We are in inner light of item Vav, item 6, second column, Veze Omro.
We see there's people from Santa Marta today. Well, see them good. Nice center. Okay. Well, wait, so hold on. What in it says? About what? Item
six. Yeah.
Okay. Just one sentence. What are we talking about? We're talking about Malchut, that we're parts of her, that except for her there is nothing. Above Malchut is the upper light that has 9 qualities. And from those 9 qualities, they are influencing Malchut. And through that, she is going through changes. Now, in a systematic way, how does she go through changes? She connects to upper Partsuf than her. She has an example in front of her. So she connects to Tiferet of Zeranpin, which is her upper Partsuf, and then both of them ascend to Tiferet of Ima, and then Malchut becomes equal to Zeranpin in her degree. Then when she is equal to him and receives from Tiferet of Ima, she feels that she can't receive from Ima anymore. And then she starts complaining about her. And the lack of her ability is revealed, and that's a good thing. Because then Malchut starts understanding what she's lacking to be like Zeranpin. So it's actually a cause for an advancement, that complaining is a positive thing. It's like that through the sin of the Tree of Knowledge, all the other vessels are revealed. It's like an addition to the first point where Malchut was created, and then she can resemble the Creator in her whole magnitude. On what account? On the fact that all of the vessels of receiving in order to receive that are revealed in the sin, and the shattering and so on. Meaning that the stage that Malchut grows, understands, feels by ascending to Ima, when she integrates with Tiferet Ima, then she starts understanding that she can't do anything on her own. And then some correction has to happen, and then some prosecution starts there. So the complaining, the revealing of the evil, and that's a great thing. That's what we're talking about. What deficiencies does Malchut discover in her state to grow even more? And that revealing happens in the first week of Genesis, the fourth day of creation. That week is called the stages that Malchut grows, and as a result, her last part, which is called the Adam Rishon, that was created on the sixth day, he too goes through all the stages of the sin, recognition of evil, and then he's ready. He is a part of, the main part of the Malchut, the fundamental, central part. He's ready for correction. And once he corrects himself, all the rest of the pieces of Malchut, even though they're also shattered, they also get corrected by him. So we understand where this whole matter of the accusation of the moon is. Again, Malchut needs correction. Now, by building her, the light builds her. He scrutinizes in her all the parts that are in her, that when she attains the emanator, what parts develop, what parts depend on each other, in one part the shattering happened, the mainly happened. Not the still, not the vegetative, not the animal, but specifically in the speaking level. But that's going to be only 2 days ahead in a more advanced degree. And now we're in the fourth day of the week of creation. That Malchut generally knows herself, that she can't come directly to a correction. She has to be in some kind of special relation with Anpin and Binah, and not with Binah in a direct way. She has a problem. She has to receive Zeranpin's form to take this mold from him and bring it upon her. And then as much as she accepts that mold and formats herself according to that mold of Zeranpin, then she can approach Ima. That is what we call that with the help of the Zeranpin. And right now, that's why it says, go in and diminish yourself. That's it. And again, I'm saying, so where are we? All in all, in revealing the Malchut. And later on comes the main part of the Malchut, which is the Prina Dalid of Dalid, which is called Adam. And in him also, the flawed part is exposed, and which is called Chava, Eve, or the snake, and so on. And that is where the shattering happened. What does that mean? The revealing of the intention to receive for oneself. And then, of course, if a person corrects himself, so all the rest of the parts that help to build that Adam, they will be corrected too. That's it. That's how we study. So now he's talking about the general Malchut. Later on he'll speak more towards the Adam. But it's obvious and clear to us where Malchut is, where Adam is, where the accusation of the moon is, the sin of Adam Rishon, and then the correction. Okay? What? Doesn't matter what I'm talking about, you always lift your hand. You have questions?
Today I didn't raise my hand.
Okay.
Whom does the Malchut complaining about herself, Zeranpin, the creator?
No, about her state, that she can't receive straight from Bina. And we'll study the rest because this is exactly what we're going to talk about. Maybe more? Yeah.
Rav, what you explained to us about the process, this is what she discovers about her connection with Bina, right? Can you explain more about the connection of Malchut with Bina and Zeranpin?
That is what we're studying about right now. Guys, come on. Okay, let's study. And it is said from Tiferet of Ima, the Keter of Zeranpin was made, and when she ascends up to there, she will be Keter and the Tiferet of Ima like him, like in Zeranpin, and then their Keterim will be equal, and they will both be as one Keter, because both of them will be Tiferet of Ima, that she is one Sfira. Why? Because the lower one, when it comes to the upper one, they become the same. So once they're both there, they are integrated in Tiferet Avima. Also Keter of Zeranpin, and also Keter of Malchut. And they won't need each other. And then Zon will be equal in their reality, like Abba Vima, as Chadanafkin and Chadasharin, as one, as we explained. That while Hod ascends and integrates in Netzach, meaning Malchut and Zeranpin, that is what we call integrating Hod and Netzach, the Nukba is there in one Sfira with Zeranpin. And they both have one root, called Keter, meaning Tiferet of Ima, because Sfirat Netzach suckles from her upper one, that is Tiferet. And that is considered that they both use... Excuse me, I have a problem here. That is that they use one keter, like Abba ve'ima ilayin, because the whole reason that they are considered one is because they both come from one sfira, which is Bina de'Arich Hanpin. You see each one, why in Bina the Zeranpin? Because Bina is always a connection between Malchut of the upper one, the Malchut that ascends to Bina. And Bina, still from the first four phases of direct light, she has a connection to Malchut. Yes or no, Niv?
Niv. It's difficult.
Why is it difficult? Where does the Malchut come from? In Dalet Bchinot. Keter gives. Chochmah receives. Bina doesn't want to receive and decides that she wants to bestow. And to do that, she understands that she can only receive. So she builds her program. That's Zat of Bina. Meaning, from Tiferet of Bina, we start building the Malchut. That is why Bina is called Gvuayla. And Malchut is the lower Gvua. That is why Bina is Hei and Malchut is Hei. Okay? So that's why every lower one, when he is connected to the upper one, he's connected to his root, which is Bina of Bina, or Tiferet of Bina, Tiferet of Ima. In every Partsuf, in every Olam, that is where it divides in Gilgal Tanaim and Achap. So again, I'm reading this sentence. Because the reason that Abba ve'Ima are considered one is because they both come from one sfira, which is Bina of Arich Hanpin. And then by ascending to Gar of Arich Hanpin and do a zivug on Mazlin that are there, those conditions, so it is considered that they're using one keter of Arich Hanpin. And this is all because Abba ve'Ima are always one sfira in Bina of Arich Hanpin. That's where they come from. That's their root. Meaning, every time that the lower one asks for something, the upper one runs straight to its root, because it has nothing else to give to the lower one from. And now, when Netzach de Arich Hanpin has ascended to him, has raised the Hod up to him, meaning, the upper one rises the lower one up, and the Nukba was integrated in his Netzach of Zeranpin, then the Zon also were integrated in one Sfira of Arich Hanpin, because they did the exact same action, which is Netzach. Netzach is Zeranpin, right? Everywhere, it's called Netzach. And then they both use one Keter, like Abba ve'Ima. Meaning, when does that happen? You see, when it comes even to Arich Hanpin, that he is actually the root of all of those integrations of Malchut and Bina in the correct way. For now, we still don't understand what is happening, but we see that something is moving from Malchut to Zeranpin, from Malchut to Bina, and Bina is Abba ve'Ima, and they're like Chada Nafkin, Chada Sharia, and there is one. Why do we have a sentence like that? Chada Nafkin, Chada Sharia as one. To show us that they are both connected. Exactly. Why? Because they are both aware and know their root, that it is one, which is Bina of Arich Hanpin. Okay? We heard. We still don't understand all of this. And a bit, we understand something like a child who repeats the words that he's told. He doesn't understand them yet, but it's enough for him to know that outer format. Please.
And you didn't ask,
Amikam, you have to be less of an egoist. explaining, and I want them to understand. I'm not doing a lesson for you. Try and participate with the others. I'm telling you, there's a limit to what we're going through. If you want to be with everybody, integrate with everybody, attain something with everybody, or you just want, according to your desire, your own ego, just get a fulfillment. The lesson isn't for that. And it's not for you to fill your material cells, your beastly cells. The lesson is to receive the reforming light. And if you have a problem with that, you have to understand how you're receiving the reforming light. The rest, I'm not here to supply you with that. Like I said here, Malchut and Bina and all the, and everything, listen, you're not even listening right now, what I just said. I didn't want to give them knowledge about it, because the knowledge you only get through attaining. And I have to bring them to attainment, and through that they'll understand.
You asked us to ask during this lesson.
Sorry.
This is what I'm doing exactly.
I didn't know you're doing my desire. I thought it was something else. I made a mistake. Okay, sorry. Okay. Yeah.
And you needn't ask about whether I said that the Keter of Abba is higher than Ima. Because Abba took Keter and Chochmah of Bina, and Ima took Bina, the Bina. And therefore, she is lacking from Keter de Abba in the meaning of Gam ve'em. Because there we speak of Abba ve'ima of the degree of Sag. Meaning, while Bina of Arich Anpin, which Abba ve'ima have a grip on, it came outside of Rosh of Arich Anpin.
Go on.
And here the Ari speaks of the Bechina of Mochin de Zer Anpin, where now Abba ve'ima are in the degree of Ab. Meaning, when Bina of Arich Anpin rose and became the Bechina of Rosh and Gar, then Abba ve'ima are using one Keter for both. And it is a simple reason for it. Because while Bina of Arich Anpin comes outside of the Rosh, the entire virtue of Gar that she has is because Gar of Bina are in delighted in mercy, Chafetz Chesed, and no Masach can diminish her, as we have studied in the previous part. However, with respect to Abba, which is the Bechina of Chochmah, she is still considered to be lacking of Rosh, because finally she cannot receive Chochmah because of the Masach under Mocha Stima'a, the concealed Mocha. However, Abba, which is Chochmah, is not so limited because of the Masach of Mocha Stima'a, for the Masach is not enrooted at all above the Chochmah, and the Bechina of Chochmah from the correlation of Arich Anpin didn't come outside of Rosh as known. And therefore, the Bina cannot be with him in one Keter, while she herself is outside of Rosh, the Arich Anpin. However, after the return of Bina of Arich Anpin to the Rosh, there is no advantage to Abba over Ima once again, and both are using one Keter, since both are included in one Sefira of Arich Anpin.
We should read it again. Rabash, we always read twice, not only above, also below. Read.
And you didn't ask about what the Ari said, that Keter of Abba is higher than Ima's. Because Abba took Keter and Chochmah of Bina, and Ima took Bina de Bina. And therefore, she is lacking from Keter de Abba in the meaning of Gam ve'em. Because there we speak of Abba ve'im of the degree of Sag. Meaning, when Bina of Arich Anpin, in which Abba ve'im have a grip on, it came outside the Rosh of Arich Anpin.
And then Chochmah remained in Rosh of Arich Anpin, where Mocha Sima'a is. And then there's a Mocha de Avira, Kruma de Avira. And only then the Bina that came out is Garon. So it's as if Abba is higher. That's according to his root, and also what's happening in the division. Yeah.
And here, the Ari speaks of the Bechina of Mochin, of their Anpin. Now Abba V'ima are in the degree of Ab, meaning when Bina of Arich Anpin rose and became the Bechina of Rosh and Gar. Then Abba V'ima use one keter for both.
That Bina has returned to Rosh.
And there's a simple reason for it. Because while Bina of Arich Anpin comes outside of the Rosh, the entire virtue of Gar that she has is because Gar of Bina are in delighted in mercy. And there is no Masach that can diminish her, as we have learned in the previous part. However, with respect to Abba, which is the Bechina of Chochmah, it is still considered that she is lacking Rosh, because finally, she cannot receive Chochmah because of the Masach, which is under Mochastima'a. However, Abba, which is Chochmah, is not so limited in the Masach of Mochastima'a, because the Masach is not rooted at all above the Chochmah. And the Bechina of Chochmah from the correlation of Arich Anpin did not come outside of Rosh, as known. And therefore, the Bina cannot be with him in one keter while she herself is outside of Rosh of Arich Anpin. However, after the return of the Bina of Arich Anpin to the Rosh, there is no advantage to Abba over Ima once again, and they both use one keter, since both are included in one sefira of Arich Anpin.
Meaning this mechanism is very flexible. It's really nice. Look what's going on here. Above Abba V'ima, it's keter and chokhmah. It's all light. There's no changes at all. Below Abba V'ima, it's what they are putting into action. And Abba and Ima themselves is a very special mechanism. It's actually everything. It controls everything and implements everything. So it has that ability to go back up to Rosh, bring Bina out of Rosh, to be as one or to be as two, and through that, that they either connect or disconnect towards the lower ones, of course, not talking about themselves. So then, we see as much as the changes can happen in the lower ones. So in short, getting close or far away, the Abba and Ima, that's what causes are the changes that the lower ones wanted to go through. So, now the question is how we cause the fact that Abba V'ima will be always in Zivug de lo Pasik. So, for that, we need to reach Gmar Tikkun.
Hey, from Florida.
Now, the question is, I'm asking, how do we reach Gmar Tikkun with Zivug de lo Paskin of Abba V'ima? Does that mean we always have deficiencies? So what kind of Gmar Tikkun is that? Niv? Amikam, let's see. Without philosophies, Abba V'ima are in Zivug because the lower ones reveal flaws. Now, the lower ones have reached Gmar Tikkun. Are Abba V'ima in connection with them or not?
Malchut returns to her own place. Malchut satisfies the desires of her Achap.
But she doesn't have anything else to correct. Everything's fulfilled. So, are Abba V'ima in a perpetual Zivug or not? How can they be in a perpetual Zivug if there aren't any deficiencies from Zon?
They are in a perpetual zivug, not because malchut of din, of judgment, is concealed in them. Rather, because she wants to please the upper one. They rise to Rosh of Arich Anpin.
All the corrections for the 6,000 years is makes the Creator content. What otherwise?
So why Malchut doesn't rise with them to Rosh of Arich Anpin? Why does she return to her own place?
No. Don't add questions and nonsense. Don't run away. Okay. So, it also happens. Yeah.
What comes to my mind is perhaps Malchut is still Malchut, but her desires are in order to bestow, meaning it is constantly on top the matter of the will to receive, but with the intention to bestow. Therefore, we constantly need a request in that direction, and that keeps Abba v'Ima together.
I don't understand you, but it could be that you said something right. Say it again, please.
I'm saying that Malchut is the will to receive. It is the same matter which remains, and constantly on top of it, we constantly need to ask for the intention in order to bestow and be in such an intention.
But supposedly there's no renewing because there's nothing else to correct.
Nature is constantly pulling to receive for oneself, and man above that needs to perform the in order to bestow. Therefore, constantly on top of that nature, there is such a request, and that maintains them together.
Learn from the architect. Look, he's saying something correct. He's saying, Gemar Tikkun is revealing perpetual deficiencies that just continue constantly. It's deficiencies that, endless deficiencies, that I can't ever fulfill completely. But through that, that's my content. That's Gemar Tikkun. That my yearning for the Creator never actualize it on one hand, and on the other hand, I'm constantly yearning. That the deficiencies for Him renew forever. That's my Gemar Tikkun. That's why the revealing is the concealment is the greatest and keeps adding, and above that I work with contentment that everything is open for yearning. It's a bit different than what we think to grab it, to swallow it. Let's go to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
Yes, la nu binyan she yesh bo shtei komot lemi she meunyan et abore lirot. Shona nimtzaim ha-chaverim Ve'ilu b'shniyah Et ha-shalem utzim Ha-derech la-boreh Omrim mekubalim Lavetach tegale She'ahavat achim Bona et ha-ratzon Lishod u-nevarim שם הוא מסתתר אומרים לו לאדם שאי אפשר לפרוץ אם בבורא עולם רוצה אתה לחפוץ חברים, עשה זאת בשמחה כי רק בין האחים נמצאת אהבה בדרך לבורא אומרים מקובלים לבטח תגלה שאהבת אחים נע את הרצון לישון ולברר יש בו שתי קומות למי שמעוניין את הבורא לראות.